Time to talk technology with Trevor Long from EFTM, Everything for the Man. Hello, buddy.
Morning.
Were you and I working together when the Sydney Olympics were on?
No, I'd gone to Perth. We were together before the Olympics, and I went to Perth for a couple of years, longest decade of my life. And yeah, I came back after that. So I came back for the Cameroon-Spain gold medal match in the soccer, but that was the only event I went to.
Yeah, because I remember the Sydney Olympics like yesterday, because the breakfast announcer on the radio station you and I worked at, Graham Richardson and then he was the mayor of the Olympic Village.
He'd be mayor of the Olympic Village, yeah.
And so me and Peter Fitzsimons and Tracy Holmes, we did breakfast for 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Mate, it was good times. You know, I just remember coming back and the genuine atmosphere. Oh, like there's never been
anything like
it.
It was a party, wasn't it, Trevor?
Yeah. Just walking along the Olympic Boulevard, just packed with people, which is weird today to think about. And then, yeah, just atmosphere. It didn't even need to go to an event. Just the atmosphere in the city was awesome.
You're absolutely spot on. Interesting to hear from Tokyo this morning that the Japanese don't want the Olympics. They don't want the world arriving on their doorstep, bringing this bloody virus in. But yeah. And three people have been tested already. I mean, what were they thinking? Of course it was. Of course it was going to happen.
Hello, rocket science.
Yeah. Listen, I want to talk technology first of all. Joe Biden, the U.S. president, he said on the weekend that social media platforms like Facebook are killing people. That there are social media platforms are allowing misinformation about coronavirus vaccines to be posted on their platforms. Do you think Facebook, it will ever be regulated?
No, it can't be. It's just the concept of it, you know, fits within the, you know, the free speech that, you know, free society allows. So I don't see how you regulate everything that's ever posted there. But, you know, it's a fascinating point because he's right. There's a definite aspect to the misinformation potentially causing people to make the wrong choice and, you know, be susceptible to the virus. Now, Facebook very clearly say, no, absolutely. There's more access to genuine information on Facebook than anywhere else on the internet, right? So if you think about the wealth of information and the wealth of respectable information and respectable people accessing it, then it's overwhelmingly good. But the issue Joe Biden's raising is really the percentage of bad. And it doesn't matter whether it's 1% or 10%. That one bit of misinformation that makes people second guess, that makes people think otherwise, is the information that could cause those people to be badly affected by the virus. Mm. I mean, the problem is there's no way of fact-checking. And they can put all these little, you know, COVID-19 logos next to stuff and, you know, warnings next to information or validation next to information. It doesn't change the fact that your crazy aunt can post a picture, which is actually not a real thing. So I've seen pictures that are, you know, purporting to be like, you know, genuine government documents, but they're not. And it's just, it's a made up thing. It's Photoshop and people are posting them online. There ain't nothing you can do to stop someone sharing that. And once it's been shared, it's out there. We talk about this with kids and Snapchat and, you know, nudes. It's the same with misinformation. Once it's out there, it's unstoppable.
But the thing is, and I'll tell you more off air, but Jess knows the story. We were talking about it yesterday. I have a family friend, somebody that I've known since I was a little tiny boy. Her parents and my parents were great friends, and we spent a lot of time together, holidays, etc. Anyway, we were friends on Facebook. She posted the most unbelievable untruth about a friend of mine who's also a colleague. And I'll tell you off air who it was. You'll be stunned. She not only put a false story on Facebook, but printed his photo, posted his photo, and said, "Is this the guy who was responsible for XYZ?" I got straight onto her. I said, "That is so irresponsible. You've got the wrong person. That photo is a friend of mine." And she had an argument with me on Messenger, and she was absolutely wrong. Now, had she been a publisher of a magazine or a newspaper, she would have been sued. But it was on Facebook for a couple of days, Trevor, and it was absolutely appalling.
The best you can do is click a button and report it and say that it's misinformation or something. But then Facebook will, I guarantee you, they will just, you know, say that they have no evidence to say otherwise. Because there's no weight of evidence against you. It's like you think about a defamation case. Those things take months and potentially years because, you know, evidence is presented. So Facebook making a decision based on a report is never going to be an instant thing, and it's always going to err in favor of the person who posted it. Unfortunately, misinformation is the biggest risk we have going forward. And you think about just in Australia, we don't have the same level of problems as overseas, but, you know, just the way the information about AstraZeneca and stuff has been purported, the way, you know, people push their own message, it really does degrade the overall message, which is, do you know what, folks? We've got a solution. Get vaccinated. It's a great thing. It's positive. It's overwhelmingly good. You know, there's just so, you know what the biggest problem is? Anti-government. People are so anti-government, anti-politics, that they don't want to believe that the government is doing the right thing by us, which they all are. Whether it's Dan Andrews, Anastasia Palaszczuk, or Gladys Berejiklian, they're all doing the right thing by their citizens. They have their own ways of doing it, but they're actually all on the same path, which is vaccinate and care for citizens. And unfortunately, people are so negative about governments on social media and the internet because, mate, you think back 25 years ago, we would never have said the things we say about politics.
What is it about us in this day and age, Tuesday, July 20, 2021, everybody is looking for a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And everybody's willing to spout their political views, which is something that used to hold very private.
Yeah.
And I get that that's a kind of a good thing, but it's also quite a bad thing because it creates the arguments in society. So, yeah, on the shape of it and overall, social media has been a good thing because, as Facebook says, the overwhelming information is positive and correct. But it's that percentage that's negative that worries me.
There you go. Joe Biden, he says, Facebook is killing people because of misinformation. 133353. Just quickly, seriously, the new iPhone 12, is there a $300 saving you can get today?
I was blown away by this. JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman. The iPhone 12 mini is a $1,199 product at Apple today. It's $899 at JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman.
Now, in some areas of Sydney and Melbourne, those stores aren't allowed to be open. They're not considered essential, but you can get it online?
Yeah, absolutely. Shop it online. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Trev, good to talk, mate.
Cheers, buddy. Talk soon.
We'll talk again soon. Trevor Long, EFTM, Everything for the Man, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.